Hello and welcome to episode 2 of Student Teaching, Technology, and Remote Learning, Oh My. My name is Jade Feldhoven and I will be your host of today's episode. I'm really excited about today. In this episode, we are going to be interviewing two people, a student and a parent, on how their experiences with remote learning have been. I'm looking forward to hearing their perspectives and I hope you are too. So without further ado, let's get started. Our first interview today will be with Ava. Ava is a 7th grader, and for the past 2 months, her middle school has been under remote learning. I look forward to hearing what her perspective has been. So let's get this interview started. I'm sitting here today with Ava. Ava, why don't you introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about you?
My name's Ava, and I'm in 7th grade. I like to play basketball and skateboard.
Thanks, Ava. So, tell us a little bit about how your experiences with remote learning have been.
Remote learning has been a little hard because it's hard to get, like, help if you don't understand things. But it's been kind of nice because it seems like there's less work.
Ava, do you feel like it's been easy to get a hold of your teachers if you need to talk to them?
Honestly, not really, because they're bad at replying. So if I send an email, they don't reply for like a few days and it's kind of hard.
That's too bad. I'm sorry to hear that. What kind of technology have you been using in your time remote learning?
Mostly just a laptop. That's about it.
What platforms have your teachers been using to teach you?
Schoology and Google Classroom, mostly.
Have you had any opportunities to be creative while you're remote learning, or do you find the work becoming more monotonous?
The work's pretty, it's all the same. There's not much creativity involved in it.
And let me ask you this. If your teachers gave you an opportunity to use online resources for something that might be a little bit more engaging than a Google Classroom assignment, do you think you'd be more excited about remote learning?
Yeah, I think I would, because I don't like how I don't really have a chance to, like, be creative with all my work, and it's kind of hard to be creative in a Google Classroom assignment, so yeah.
Yeah. Well, one more question for you, Ava. How have you been faring socially? Do you find it difficult to not see your friends every day, or do you like being at home?
It's been pretty difficult not being able to see anybody. I really miss all my friends, and, you know, I miss being able to, like, go places, so it's been pretty hard.
Well, Ava, I think that's about it. Do you have anything else that you'd like to say?
No.
Okay, great. Well, thank you so much to Ava for being our first guest on today's podcast. Our second guest today is Hannah. Hannah is the parent of 2 school-aged kids who are both engaged in remote learning. Hannah, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hi, my name is Hannah, and I am a 40-year-old stay-at-home mom. I also consult on the side for an insurance planning firm.
Awesome, thank you. So how has it been leading your children in their remote learning and suddenly going into the role of teacher?
Well, something I never thought I would put on my resume was teacher. But it's actually going pretty good. The main thing is just balancing everything, balancing the assignments, and creating a schedule to get it all done is very helpful.
Tell me about the usage of technology in your home. Is it hard to allocate who's going to be on the computer at what time, or overall, just what have your experiences been?
Well, we're fortunate in our home that we have several computers and laptops, and even the school websites are accessible from a cell phone. So we've just been using Google Forms to submit most of the assignments, and it's pretty easy to do from anywhere. So that aspect of it hasn't been too hard. And the school district also offered to provide technology if it wasn't accessible for us.
That's amazing. How has the process been in communicating with your kids' teachers?
It's been really great. They actually make instructional videos every week. So every assignment that we go to do has a video that was made by one of the teachers explaining what to do. And then they also send weekly feedback for everything that the kids complete. And then they're always available. So during school hours, they're available to answer questions and help. So it's been really easy.
Great. And how have you prioritized your family's and your own mental and physical health during this really challenging time?
Basically, we try to start school every day at 9 a.m. and we try to just knock those assignments out. After, you know, we've had breakfast and have a little bit of time to wake up from sleeping, and then we just try to get it over with so that we can do other things during the day and, you know, we're not spending an entire day stressing out. So we just do like a couple hours every day, Monday through Friday.
Great. Well, Hannah, I think that's about all we need. Do you have any final thoughts or maybe some tips for other parents navigating remote learning?
I would just say to, really just be easy on yourself and your kids. We're all just doing the best we can. And the teachers also, this is uncharted territory for everyone. So just do the best you can and it'll get done and everything's going to be okay.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Hannah.
Thanks, Jade.
Well, that about wraps up our second episode of Student Teaching, Technology, and Remote Learning, Oh My. I would like to thank again both of my amazing guests today, Ava and Hannah, and I would like to wish all of my listeners the most sincere well wishes and continued health during this time. Again, thank you from your host, Jade Feldhoven. And we'll see you next time on Student Teaching, Technology, and Remote Learning, Oh My!